أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of colors, the different colors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. Allah spoke of fruit having different colors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the cracks and the segments, the different parts of the mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of people, the being of different colors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the animals and the cattle and the different colors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created in these different creations of Him. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of certain qualities and attributes that the people of paradise possess and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward handsomely in akhirah. Moving on to ayah number 29 of Surah Fatir, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. The first attribute and quality, Allah says, indeed those who recite the book of Allah. You'll notice that reciting the book of Allah, Allah uses a present tense verb, yatluna, to denote continuity. They're doing it all the time. Yatluna kitab Allah, the recitation of the book of Allah is something that they never give up. It is not confined to time, it's not confined to place, it's not confined to the month of Ramadan, it's not confined to the masjid. Yatluna kitab Allah. Constantly they are reciting the book of Allah. That's the first quality and attribute. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, and they have established their prayer, they have established salah in their lives. We spoke about the importance and the significance of إِقَامَةُ الصَّلَاةِ. What does establishment of salah mean? It's like building it in your life. The literal meaning of أَقَامَ means to build something. So when it comes to their salah, salah is built into their lives. أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. Another attribute of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is they spend from that which we have provided them. And how do they spend? Allah says, sirran, secretly, wa'alaniyatan, and openly. So we learn from this, number one, is that there are two ways of doing acts of worship. The one way of doing acts of worship is secretly. No one knows about it. And the other is alaniyatan, openly, where people see it and you do it in front of others. Now, which type of acts should we do secretly? Which type of acts should we do openly, that others know about it and others see it and others witness it? So the ulama have said that when the deed is of an obligatory nature, for example, salah, congregational prayer, paying of zakah, and for example, the hajj that you perform, then the fast of the month of Ramadan, then you have the qurbani, you have the fitrah, these obligatory acts, do them openly. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed that the five daily prayers should be performed in jama'ah. That to the extent that if a person says that I don't want to go to the masjid because of my sincerity and my ikhlas, I don't want others to know of my prayer, we will say he is in the wrong. Because here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed that obligatory prayer must be fulfilled in jama'ah in the congregation. Why? It's a source of encouragement for others. Others are encouraged by that. How often we are encouraged to do something, to go to the masjid, or whatever it may be, because we have seen someone else doing it, or we have heard of others doing it. So, ulama explained that if it is compulsory or it is sunnah mu'akkadah, these two types of acts, the sunnah mu'akkadah act, the sunnah act that is emphasized, sunnah mu'akkadah act, for example, the four rakats of sunnah before dhuhr, the two rakats of sunnah after maghrib, the two rakats of sunnah after your isha salah, the witr salah is a wajib salah, a compulsory salah, the two rakats before fajr. So they say if it is compulsory and if it is sunnah mu'akkadah, then these acts you do them openly. The fast of Ramadan, and your hajj, and so on and so forth. If it is a nafil act, it is a voluntary act, all forms of nawafil, We find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred to do them secretly, not in the open. And that is why you find that the nawafil act of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the voluntary acts of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those acts and the description of those acts and when he performed them and how he performed them, those acts are described by his beloved wives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them all. They are the ones who gave us details of those acts, because those acts were performed secretly within the confines of his home. So that's how we determine as to what type of act should be done secretly and quietly that no one knows of it, and which one should be done openly. So Allah speaks of three qualities of theirs in this ayah. They constantly recite the book of Allah. They've established salah in their lives. They spend from what we have provided them secretly and openly. يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورٍ Allah says these people are hopeful. They are hopeful of a tijara. They are hopeful of a transaction that will never crash. A transaction that will never go to waste. Now something important for us to note over here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying they're doing all these deeds, but still they are not confident and they don't feel that these deeds are a source of my salvation. Yarjun, they still hope. They are hopeful. So ultimately, our salvation and our success in akhirah depends upon the grace and the mercy of Allah. So after doing all of these things, they are not confident and they don't feel about themselves that we have made it. Or I have made it in akhirah. I have all these things in order and I have all my acts of worship in order and I have all my ibadat in order. I'm confident that I'll make it in akhirah. Still after all of that, yarjun, raja, they have hope. They are hopeful in a tijara. They are hopeful in a transaction. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first we did a transaction. They are hopeful of a transaction, lan tabur, that will never crash. This is a transaction that will never crash. Unlike the transaction in the dunya, there is the probability, there is the fear of loss, there is the fear of the business collapsing, there is the fear of that transaction failing. But this type of a transaction that is pertaining to akhirah and related to akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will never crash. لِيُوَقِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may pay them in full their rewards. So for the deeds that they have done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay them in full for it. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ And Allah will give them more on top of it, in publicly from His bounty. So we know that one good deed, the lowest denominator is of 10. One good deed, the minimum you get for one good deed is times 10. And Allah can multiply that to 700. And Allah can multiply it to even more than that. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah can increase and multiply it depending on the sincerity and the quality of the deed. Allah can multiply it much more. So that's what it means. Allah gives you your full reward and a bonus on top of it. So you get a bonus for every good deed that you perform. وَيَدِيدَهُمْ Allah will give them more مِنْ فَضْلِهِ Purely from His grace. Purely from His mercy. From His side. As a sign of Allah's appreciation. إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ And that's why Allah says, Allah is most forgiving, shakur. Allah is very, very appreciative. That's why Allah gives you that accent. Because you have made the effort, you have made the sacrifice. Allah appreciates. One of the qualities of Allah is shakur. Shakur, Allah really, really appreciates the good that you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why He gives you so much more in return. May Allah ta'ala grant us understanding.